Hey, I'm going to ask us all to do something at the count of three.
我一二三，请大家做一些事情。
When I count to three, I want you to take your Bible and I want you to hold it over your head.
数到第三的时候，你要把圣经举起来。
1, 2, 3. About half of you.
一半的人啊，举起来啊。
If you have a Bible, I would ask you to open to Psalm 19.
假如你有圣经，我希望大家打开到那诗篇十九篇。
We're going to talk about my favorite subject today, and that is the Bible.
今天我要讲的我很喜欢的题目就是圣经。
Now, some of you understand that throughout the ages, a war has been raging against the Bible.
大家知道，在历代来之来都是有一个对着圣经的征战。
There has been a battle, for example, over the inspiration of Scripture.
好像讲到圣经的默示。
That it was indeed written by God.
是不是神的默示呢？
There's been a battle over the inerrancy of Scripture.
这个征战也包括到圣经的没有错误。
That it is totally truthful and without error.
是不是完全正确没有错误的呢？
In fact, let me read to you a quote.
我要念一个的作者他所讲的。
It comes from the book called God's Word in Human Words.
这个引用出一个作者他这本书的题目就是说在人的话语里面神的话语。
And it was written about 10 years ago, by a professor at Eastern University, a Christian university in Pennsylvania.
这本书大概是在十年前有一个教授他是在一个东方的大学里面教书这个是基督徒的大学。
And he says the Bible exhibits all the telltale signs of having been written by finite, fallen human beings.
他说圣经里面很多很多显示出的是有限的人，有会做错的人，他所写的。
Who erred in the ways that human beings usually err.
他们的错误就好像一般世人所做错的一样。
And in his book he argues that it is nothing less than intellectually disastrous.
他在书里面呢要辩论说圣经呢在理智上面是一个的大大的失败。
For evangelicals to claim that the Bible is without error.
假如你说福音派的信徒你说圣经是没有错误的是一个是完全失败的一种讲话。
And he teaches in an evangelical university.
然而这个教授是在一个福音派的基督徒大学里面来教书。
There has been a battle over the completeness of Scripture.
并且这个对圣经的征战也包括到底圣经是不是完美的呢？
That the Scriptures are complete.
圣经是不是完整的呢？
That the 66 books of the Old and New Testament are not to be added to by any supposed new revelations from God.
66卷的新约旧约加起来是不是不应该加上任何或者是除掉任何这些书卷呢？
Then there is the issue of the relevance of Scripture. Is it really relevant?
那这个征战也包括到底圣经的缺失的应用性在哪里呢？
Psychology swept into the church and the Scripture seemed to need to bow its knee to the relevance of psychology.
现在的学术里面很多心理学的教导呢渗透到教会里面呢好像要圣经呢压着圣经在这个心理学教导底下。
There's been a battle over the sufficiency of scripture.
并且这个征战也包括到底圣经是不是足够。
Does it contain enough to do all that's needed in the life of a believer, or do we need something else?
它是不是足够呢？让每一位信徒来应用在世界上，或者需要再加上一些东西呢？
Another war that's been raging is over the clarity of Scripture.
并且这个圣经的征战也包括呢，圣经到底它不是清晰的、清楚的。
There are many today who say the Bible is not clear.
很多人说圣经这个教导不太清楚。
We can't know exactly what it means, so let's not get carried away trying to explain and understand everything.
我们不能够完全的了解明清楚明白，所以不要花太多时间要去想去解释。
You believe what you believe, I believe what I believe, and that's good enough.
你可以相信你的圣经，我相信我的圣经。
And this war has been raging for thousands of years.
所以在过去这两千年来这种的圣经的征战呢常常发生。
The Puritans used to say the devil is always trying to blow out the light of scripture one way or another.
那个清教徒曾经讲过呢那个魔鬼呢想要把圣经的足够性来把它炸掉。
And in contrast to all of that,
那对比这些的这些的挑战。
There is in Psalm 19 this massive testimony to the glory and the power and the relevance and the clarity and the sufficiency and the inspiration of Scripture.
诗篇19篇确实的宣告或者印证了圣经它的荣耀，它的足够性，它的清楚性，它的可靠性。
And if anyone is going to live out the scriptures,
并且任何人假如要把圣经的教导活出来
，and preach the scriptures,
或者是宣告里面的话语
，they'll need to do so with this confidence in mind.
那么你必须在心里面有这种的信心。
Psalm 19 is the greatest summation of the power of God's word anywhere in the Bible.
诗篇十九篇可以说呢，在圣经所有经文里面呢，特别呢，把神话语的荣耀来简介告诉我们。
And it's really a condensed version of Psalm 119.
也可以说呢，是诗篇一百一十九篇的一个浓缩。
Which has 176 verses saying essentially the same thing as Psalm 19.
诗篇一百一十九篇有一百七十六节可以，他说里面所讲的可以说浓缩在诗篇十九篇里面。
And since we don't have time to do Psalm 119 today, we'll do Psalm 19 today.
那我们没有足够时间来讲那诗篇一百一十九篇，所以今天就讲诗篇十九篇。
Now the whole Psalm is about revelation, how God reveals Himself.
那诗篇十九篇整篇诗都讲到神的启示。
The opening six verses, you have the revelation of God in and through creation.
在前面第六节里面讲到神在整个他创造的宇宙里面的启示。
So it says, the heavens declare the glory of God.
他说诸天述说神的荣耀。
The skies proclaim the work of his hands.
穹苍传扬他的手段。
Day after day they pour forth speech.
这日到那日发出言语。
In other words, God declares himself in and through creation every day and every night relentlessly.
换句话说，神呢，在整个的宇宙里面，透过他的创造，每一天每一夜都宣扬他的伟大。
And so in creation we have this massive testimony to the existence of God, the eternal power of God, and the wisdom of God.
那所以在透过整个宇宙的奇妙，我们来印证神他的伟大，他的智慧，他的荣耀。
And that's why Romans 1 says that everyone is without excuse.
因此呢，罗马书第一章里面保罗说呢，没有人能够有理由来拒绝来相信神的。
And so this is what theologians call general revelation.
所以这种透过宇宙来宣扬神的荣耀呢，神学家说这个是普通的启示。
But it's not sufficient.
但是却是不足够的。
Speechless speech only goes so far.
因为宇宙呢没有声音的那种宣告，只有它有它的限度。
And so what we need in addition to that is special revelation.
所以在这个普遍的启示之外，我们要加上特别的启示。
Because through special revelation, we can actually know God, know His will, and know how to have a relationship with Him.
因为透过这个特别的启示，我们能够知道神自己，知道他的旨意，知道怎么样跟他有关系。
General revelation is in the creation. Special revelation is in the scriptures.
那普遍的启示在这个宇宙里面，那特别的启示就在这个圣经里面。
And we see that outlined for us beginning in verse 7 all the way down to the end.
我们在这篇诗里面看到第七节到十四节呢，讲到这个特别的启示。
And that's why verse 7 begins by saying the law of the Lord is perfect.
所以第七节开始，耶和华的律法是全备的。
It's perfect because it does for us what general revelation can never do.
它为什么是全备的？因为它给我们的认知呢，是整个宇宙那个普遍启示不能够给我们的。
Now verses 7-9, which is our focus this morning, are a mathematician's delight.
今天早上我们是注目在第七节到第九节这段里面，可以说一个数学家呢，他非常喜欢的。
In those three verses, there are six titles for scripture.
那这三节经文里面有六个讲到描述神的话语的词句。
And there are six characteristics of scripture.
并且也有六就描述到神话语它六种特征。
you know, it is perfect, it is trustworthy, it is right, and so on.
好像讲到它是完美的，它是可靠的，等等。
And there are six effects of Scripture, what it can do for us.
然后这上节经文也讲到有六种的效果，神的话语能够为我们造成什么。
And so with an astounding economy of words,
所以呢在这个这么有很少的话语的里面，
God says everything that needs to be said about the sufficiency of Scripture for us.
神告诉我们他话语的足够性，在这个浓缩在三节经文里面。
I would love to explain all of that to you this morning.
那当然今天早上我很当然希望能够有机会能够全部的向大家解释。
But a three-point sermon with 18 sub-points is too much for one Sunday morning.
但是一堂道，假如三个主要题目里面18个副题目就太多了。
So we're going to put those few verses that we're looking at under two headings.
所以我要把今天把这三节经文放在两个标题底下。
The source of Scripture.
圣经的来源。
And the specific benefits of Scripture.
并且圣经它特别的益处。
So what is the source of Scripture? Where does the Bible come from?
那圣经的来源是什么？圣经从哪里来呢？
Now when a person begins reading the Bible, it doesn't take long before you come across statements that say, God said.
那当你去念圣经的时候，很快你会就看到那个词句了，神说。
Or, thus saith the Lord.
或者神如此说。
Or, these are the words of the Lord.
或者这个是耶和华的话语。
Hundreds of times you find that in the Bible.
很多很多次你又看到这样的讲话。
In Psalm 119, the scriptures are exalted as the word of God 175 times.
所以在那个诗篇119篇里面175次的讲到这个圣经是神的话语。
And in this Psalm, David tells us 6 times that the Bible is the word of the Lord.
那这篇里面也是6次讲到了这个圣经是神的话语。
Bible is very clear. The Bible is a book of divine origin.
所以很清楚的，圣经告诉我们，圣经是从神的那里来的。
We see this all through the New Testament.
我们在旧约里面看到。
In 2 Timothy 3:16, Paul says all Scripture is inspired by God.
新约里面也是这样讲，保罗在提摩太后书3:16说，圣经是神所默示的。
Inspired just means God breathed.
所以这个默示，它原文的意思是吹口气吹出来的。
Just means that God breathed out the Scriptures.
神呢把他的话语呢呼出来。
And they were captured in this book.
并且这些话语就写下来成为圣经。
In 2 Peter 1:20, Peter says, No prophecy of Scripture comes from one's own interpretation.
那彼得后书1:23，彼得说，没有预言是出于人意的。
But men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
乃是人就是受过圣灵的感动而讲出神的话语来。
So these men who wrote Scripture were moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以写圣经的人他是被圣灵的来感动呢，来推动。
And they spoke from God.
他们呢代替神的讲话。
Which means that the Holy Spirit guaranteed that what these men wrote down was actually the word of God.
换句话说，圣灵呢，担保这些人呢，在神感动底下写出来的是，完全是神的话语。
The Bible doesn't contain words from God; it is the word of God.
所以圣经不是包含神的话语，圣经是神的话语。
Jesus himself had the highest possible view of Scripture.
耶稣他对圣经有着最崇高的一种看法。
Jesus said in Matthew 5:18, Truly I say to you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished.
耶稣在马太福音5:18这样，我实在告诉你们，就是天地要废去，律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。
That is the strongest statement Jesus could possibly make about the Bible.
这个耶稣能对圣经所能够讲的最强烈的一句话。
He couldn't make it any stronger.
他没有办法讲得更强了。
Jesus says that every part of the Bible is true and will come true.
耶稣说，圣经每一部分是正确的，并且要成就。
Every word, every letter, every part of every letter is true and will come true.
每句话，每个字母，每字母的一部分，每句的一部分，都是正确的，并要 并且要成全。
Every prophecy will come to pass.
每一个的预言都要成就。
Which means that just as he promised his own resurrection and it came true, he also promises that he will return again. That is also true.
好像他说我要从死里复活，他已经从死里复活了，并且他说我要再来，一定要成就的。
Every part of the Bible, Jesus says, is the word of God.
所以耶稣说，圣经每一部分都是神的话语。
A lot of English Bibles have parts that are written with red letters.
圣经里面有些英文的圣经把耶稣的话呢用红色来印出来。
I don't know if the Chinese Bible has red letters, but a lot of English Bibles have red letters.
我不知道中文圣经有没有这样做法，但很多英文的圣经是有红色的词句。
Do you know what the red letters are?
那些红色词句是表达什么呢？
Those are the words of Jesus.
就是耶稣所讲的话。
And so there are people who, when they have to spend time reading the Bible, if they don't have a lot of time, they just read the red letters.
那有些人呢，他有没有足够的时间？他只是读那些红色的印着，就耶稣的话语。
Because those are the words of Jesus, and they must be more important than the black letters.
那他们的意思就哦，这是耶稣的话语，应当比红色的这些词句比那些黑色的更重要。
But what Jesus is saying, and what the other writers of Scripture are saying.
但是其实耶稣所讲或者其他圣经的作者他们所讲的
is that the red letters and the black letters and the laws and the miracles and the explanations of human origins are all from God.
但是他们所讲的是说无论是红色的词句还是黑色的或者所有一切里面所记载的神迹这类话语都是神的话语。
The parts which are easy to understand and the parts which sound a little bit crazy, they are all from God.
就算有些是容易明白，有些很难明白的，这些完全都是神的话语。
The parts which say, "Thus says the Lord," and the parts where a human author is making a personal statement, both come from God.
那些实际说，耶和华如此说，或那些。经文好像是作者他自己所写的宣告都是神的话语。
So let me give you an example of that.
我给一个的例子。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul asks Timothy to bring with him the jacket that Paul left behind in the city of Troas.
那么在提摩太后书第四章，保罗请提摩太把他留在特洛亚的一个外衣带来给来探访的时候来带来给他。
Now why is that in Scripture?
那你就问，为什么这样的事情就写在圣经里
面？How does that edify me?
照这个做，这个写诗上面对我有什么益处
？Well, the fact that it is included in Scripture.
那这个事情既然呢写在圣经里面
，tells us that those words were put into the mind of Paul by the Holy Spirit in some way.
那就告诉，就是提醒我们这句话呢，也是圣灵感动。保罗他要他把这句话写在圣经里面。
And he was moved by the Holy Spirit to write them down for us.
那他这样写下来是圣灵呢感动他，让他为我们写下来的。
So when you sit down at your kitchen table tomorrow morning,
所以明天你在那个厨房里面呢，坐在桌边。
And you have your Bible and your bowl of oatmeal or whatever it is you eat for breakfast.
你早吃早餐，无论是呢麦片或者是其他的，然后跟圣经打开。
And you sit there and have your morning devotions.
那你站在那边要做你的早晨的灵修。
Every word you read.
那每一句话你所念的话语。
Every letter you see.
每一个字母你看到的。
Every part of every letter.
每一句话的每一部分。
Comes from God.
都是从神那边来。
It's as if God were sitting down across from you at your kitchen table, speaking directly to you.
好像神呢跟你在桌上面对面那样，向你讲话一样。
That's what it means that the Bible is the word of God.
那这个就是说圣经神的话语的意义。
Every word, every letter.
每一句话，每一部分。
So, question for you is very simple.
所以对你的来讲，这个问题很简单。
Do you believe that?
你相不相信？
Is that your view of Scripture?
这个是不是你对圣经的看法？
Or do you believe the modern narrative?
或者你是相信这个现在现代性的看法？
That the Bible is a mixture of truth and error?
圣经不过是正确的和错误的一些的掺杂在一起。
With no particular authority and no particular accuracy?
没有特别的权威，也没有特别的正确性。
The product of human imagination.
只不过是人所写的。
The product of an ancient world that wasn't really as smart as we are today.
只不过是以前的人，他那个时候那个世界，他们比我们比起来没有那么聪明。
So that what they wrote about human origins and human sexuality and human marriage, not all that.Accurate and reliable.
所以他们所写的那世界的来源，人的性的性的事情，人的事情都不是他们不是那么的正确的。
Or do you believe that the Bible is God's perfect word?
或者你是相信圣经是神完备的话语
？Without error in everything it affirms.
没有在他所讲的每一样的事情都没有错误的。
Entirely trustworthy and reliable down to the smallest mark on the smallest letter.
完全的可信可靠的。甚至到最小的词句里面。
Now before you answer that, let me just remind you that was Jesus' view of the Bible.
所以当你回答这个问题，对圣经的看法的时候，我要提醒你，这个也是耶稣他对圣经的看法。
And so at the end of the day, we believe in the authority and inerrancy of Scripture because Jesus believed those things.
所以呢，在总结来讲呢，说。为什么你相信圣经是最高的权威，也是完全没有错误的？因为这个是耶稣他自己的看法。
You say, well, what if I don't hold that view of Scripture? What if I don't hold that view of Scripture?
你就问，那假如我不是这样看圣经呢？
Well, then you have a major problem on your hands.
那你就有一个很大的问题了。
Because if you don't have a high view of Scripture,
那假如没有对圣经这么崇高一种看法，
then the chances that you'll do the hard work of learning it,
所以那你一定不会花很多时间去读它。
And the harder work of putting yourself under its authority,
你也不会把你自己悬浮在圣经的权威底下。
And the even harder work of accepting it as true when it contradicts your own cultural background.
那假如它里面所教训跟你文化的背景有冲突的时候，你更加很难来接受它的正确性。
Are remote.
所以这些都是不能你没有办法做到的。
And that's a problem because you cannot have a relationship with God and know His will and be strengthened in your faith apart from Scripture.
因着你这样对圣经的认识有错误，所以你也没有办法跟神建立一个关系，跟他培植他每天跟他的美好的关系。
See, if you want to have a strong relationship with God, you cannot ignore the Bible Monday through Saturday.
所以你如果要跟神有一个美好的关系，那你每个周你星期里面都必定需要有时间去在圣经里面来读。
There's a Christian leader who told me last year that they don't read the Bible during the week.
有一个基督徒领袖呢，去年跟我讲，他们在周间，但他们不读圣经的。
Peter says in 1 Peter 2:2.
但彼得在彼得后书第二章第二节这么说。
Like newborn babies crave pure spiritual milk.
你们要像婴孩一样那个羡慕那灵奶。
So that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
以致你在救恩里面能够长大。
Many of you are parents.
你们很多都是家长。
And you lived through those days where you had a little baby, a little newborn at home, and you wondered if you were ever going to get through the night and have a full night of sleep.
那你看着这个婴儿的时候，你在想，哎呀，什么时候我能够呢？这婴儿能够睡到一个晚上，睡够过去，我能够的也是这样的去睡。
Because that baby needed milk.
那他怎么长大了？他需要奶。
How often does a newborn need milk?
那这个新生的婴孩他需要奶要什么时候需要的？
Once per week on Sunday morning?
是不是每个礼拜天一次？每个礼拜一次的礼拜天呢？
Every 3 or 4 hours when they're newborn.
当然不是，是三四个小时他要吃奶了。
Think about how strong your spiritual bones would be if you read scripture every 4 hours.
所以你想一想，假如你每四个小时都念看那圣经，你的灵敏会多么强壮。
Now here's what some of you are thinking right now. I know what you're thinking.
那可能你现在有些人是里面这样想了。
You're saying, Pastor, don't be ridiculous.
牧师不要讲这些话了。
No one has time to read the Bible every 4 hours.
没有人呢，四个小时能够看圣经、念圣经一次的。
Let me tell you what we have time to do every 4 hours.
那我告诉你，我们每四个小时能够做什么
？We have time to go on Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, WeChat, Twitter, and YouTube every 4 hours.
我们每四个小时都能够上网呢，这些那个大众呢网站上面呢去看里面的信息。
I think many times we come to church without our Bibles.
那很多人呢来教会不带圣经。
But we never come to church without our smartphone.
但是我们来教会却不会忘记带我们的智能手机。
And if you leave your house in the morning and you realize that you forgot your smartphone, what do you do?
那你早上你出去，你发觉你忘记带手机，你做怎么做
？You turn that car around, you go right back home, and you get your phone. It doesn't matter how far you've driven.
你无论你离开家多远，你立刻回家要把那智能手机带拿起来。
What Peter says is that if we routinely ignore the scriptures, we will not grow in our faith.
但保罗说，假如你固定的忽略这圣经。那你不会长进的。
Psalm 1 says that if we ignore or neglect God's word, we will have no stability when life gets difficult.
那诗篇第一篇告诉假如我们每一天都忽略神的话语，那当我们面对生命的问题的时候，我们就没有办法的去面对了。
And we will never know God's will for our lives if we routinely ignore Scripture.
假如我们呢，常常的忽略神的话语，那我们也不能够知道神在我们生命里面的旨意。
Every Christian wants to know God's will for their life.
我相信每个信徒都希望认识神的旨意。
And they pray and they pray, God, what's your will? What's your will? Show me your will.
并且祷告神啊神啊，请你的旨意是什么？然后你把你旨意呢向我显现出来。
95% of God's will for your life is written right here in this book.
但其实神对你生命旨意的95%呢，都写在圣经里面。
What about the other 5%?
那其他5%呢？
If you are living according to this book, God will show you the other 5%.
假如你能够按照这个圣经的所讲的来过你的生活，我们相信神一定会把他其他5%的那他的旨意来告诉你。
So the scriptures come from God.
所以圣经从神而来。
And because they come from God, they have effects on us that are better than anything else we can ever read.
所以他因着他是从神而来，他在我们生命上的影响能够胜过其他一切所能够对我们的影响的。
And so David shares in these 3 verses 6 benefits of Scripture.
所以今天我借着这三节的经文来向大家讲到圣经对你的6方面的好处。
I'm gonna reduce them to 3.
我要时间的关系，把它简化为3点。
Now before we get into that, there is a general statement of the immense value of Scripture in verses 10 and 11.
在10到11节里面呢，有这两句话讲到神的话语它极大的好处。
He says they are more precious than gold, than much pure gold.
他说比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕。
Do you believe that?
你相不相信呢？
On my left is my Bible.
在我左边是圣经。
Suppose here I put 3 gold bricks from Fort Knox.
他假如我在这边放了3块呢纯金的的金块。
Bible, gold.
那圣经跟金子。
And I invited one of you to come up here to choose either one for yourself.
那我邀请你们呢上来，其中一个上来，你选择呢这两个，选择一个给自己选。
In your heart of hearts, which one would you choose?
从你心里面呢，心底里面会选什么？
David says, if you have a choice between the word of God and gold, choose the word of God.
大卫在这里说，假如你要选择那神的话语或者经旨呢，应该选择神的话语。
Because the benefits of meditating on Scripture are greater than the most valuable things you can ever buy.
因为假如你能默想神的话语所带来的益处呢，比这些的纯金能够购买到的更多更好。
I don't know if we really believe that.
我不知道你是不是真的这样相信。
Because sometimes we get up in the morning and what's the first thing we read or look at?
所以因为每天早上你起来第一样你所看的所读的是什么？
Wall Street Journal.
是不是华尔街的报纸呢？
Email.
或者你的邮电。
Sports pages.
或者是那些的体育。的事情
our social media wall or whatever it is we have out there
或者在那个网站上面各种的信息
I think we're all guilty of this at one point or another
我相信我们每个人都有犯这样的错误
And if that's the first thing we do when we wake up in the morning David is saying we're making a terrible mistake because the Bible is more valuable than all of those things
假如我们每天起来就是这样做的话那把比如大卫说这个我们犯了极大的错误因为圣经呢比这些的更加宝贵的
So let me briefly share three benefits of meditating on scripture
所以我简单分享圣经它三方面的益处
The first one is life
第一样就是生命
Verse 7 It revives the soul
第七节说呢它苏醒人心
That word revive in English means to convert to restoreto refresh or to transform.
这个苏醒呢就包括呢它把你改变把你重新翻转过来。
The soul is your inner life, your spiritual life, the real you.
你的心其实就讲到你的里面那个灵魂真正的你。
And David is saying here that scripture is able to awaken and convert a dead soul
那大卫这里说的这个神的话语能够把一个的好像死去的一个灵魂你的里面的我
and renew and refresh a living soul that might be dying
把或者是一个快要死去的灵命把它重新苏醒过来转翻转过来
so many of you are Christians you have a living soul
所以你们很多人都是基督徒你里面有一个活泼的灵
How's your spiritual life today?
那这个活的灵，你这个灵命是怎么样呢？
Is your spiritual life a little dry?
是不是枯干呢？
Have you lost your desire to pray or to worship or to seek after God?
好像你是不是失去要向神祷告的心愿，或者要寻求神的心呢？
Are you giving in to temptation more than you know you ought to be giving in to temptation?
或者你会常常的是像那个受到引诱失败？比你应该得胜的机会多呢
How are your relationships with your spouse, with your children, with your friends, with your neighbors? Are they soaring or are they struggling?
你跟你的配偶、你的儿女、你的邻居、你的朋友的关系是美好的还是很多的问题呢
The word of God can revive your soul.
神的话语能够苏醒这一切。
But not only can it revive your soul, it can awaken a dead soul.
不单是能够呢苏醒翻转你的灵命，也能够把一个死去的灵命来呼活起来。
Romans 10:17 says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ."
那罗马书第十章第六节呢是那个信心从听道而来。听到从神的话语而来。
This is why Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God unto salvation.
因此保罗说呢，我不以福音为耻，因为福音就是神拯救的大能。
And there are so many stories about the faith-producing power of Scripture.
很多的见证可以告诉我们，那对神话语的信心带来的产生的结果。
Saint Augustine said it was Romans 13:13 that stunned him into life.
保罗呢是罗马书十三章十三节呢对他生命起到很大的影响。
For Jonathan Edwards, it was 1 Timothy 1:17. He heard that and he came to life.
一个出名的神学家爱德华斯呢，他说他是。另外一则经文来苏醒他。
For the murderer Tokichi Ichi,
有一个日本的一个罪犯呢，他临终相信主耶稣，他是另外一个经章节。
Who was converted just before his execution in Japan in 1918？
在1918年，他在临终要因为他杀人要被杀的时候，他归信了。
It was the simple word, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
就他那时刻。想起到耶稣在十字架上所讲的父啊赦免他们，因为他们所做他们不知道，所以这个经文来改把它重申。
And when he heard that, he said it was as if he was stabbed in the heart by a 5-inch nail.
他说当他听到这看到这个经文的时候，他感受到好像一个5寸的钉钉在他心里面一样。
This is the power of scripture.
这个是圣经的力量。
The word of God gives us life.
神的话语来为我们带来生命。
And if you're a Christian, your soul will die if you neglect the scriptures.
所以假如你是基督徒，你的灵命就会死去，假如你忽略神的话语。
And this dying is very devious because its chief symptom is the denial that it's even happening.
所以这个灵命的要在死的过程里面，就是你否定圣经的可靠。
Jesus said to the church in Sardis in Revelation 3.
在启示录第三章是说
Sardis.
撒德教会，耶稣这么说。
He says, "I know your deeds."
我知道你们所做的。
You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead.
你有一个声誉是你不能是活的，但其实事实上你是死的。
People looked at this church and they saw all of the activities and they said, "This is a living church."
很多人看到这个教会很多的活动，我说这个教会很兴旺啊。
And Jesus looked at that church and he saw the walking dead.
但是耶稣看到这个教会的人，基督徒却说他们好像活着的死人一样。
Lots of activity.
很多的活动。
But their lives were devoid of power and zeal and holiness and passion and love.
但他们生命确实那种的活泼，那种的见证，那种的完美，那种荣耀。
Then there's the benefit of wisdom.
还要缺少那种智慧。
Verse 7 says, "Making wise the simple."
第七节讲到圣神的话语，它能够使人有智慧。
The idea of being simple-minded is the idea of having an open door.
那些愚人的是什么？就是说你有这种谦卑的态度，把门打开。
The word means having the door to your mind wide open all the time.
就是说你心灵的你的心里面的完全打开的。
Everything goes in and everything comes out.
如果这个愚人就是进去东西就很快跑出来。
It's the inability to discern, it's the inability to distinguish.
愚人没有办法呢去分辨，没有办法去看好坏。
Just holding on to whatever value or lifestyle is floating around out there.
什么东西临到他都抓住的。
Doesn't know what to let in, doesn't know what to keep in, doesn't know what to let out.
不知道什么要保留在心灵里面，把什么要把它拿掉。
You have a door on your house for the very same reason.
你在家里面有一个门。是同一个理由。
You keep it closed to keep some things in and to keep some things out.
你让一些东西进来，那些东西不能够进来。
You only open it if you want to let something valuable in, because if you let the wrong thing in, it could be a disaster to you.
你打开家里门是因为要让一些宝贵东西进来。如果你随便打开，那很多伤害你的东西会进来的。
And to help you be careful about your door, you have a little hole in it to help you figure that out.
所以你要好好运用你的门，所以你在门呢有一个洞，你可以看到外面。
So you look through that people, you say, "Oh, you can come in." You look through, no, you're staying out.
所以你看到有些人我让你进来，有些人不能够开门给他。
Same thing with our mind.
同样，我们的心里面也是一样。
The word of God teaches us discernment.
神的话语让我们有能够分辨的能力。
It teaches us what values and lifestyles and principles to embrace and which ones to reject.
它教导我们什么的价值观，什么的 标准，我们应该呢是持守的什么，我们要把它除掉的。
Somehow the church today has gotten all confused about all kinds of things.
好可惜，今天教会呢对很多事物都混乱了。
Confused about marriage, confused about human sexuality, confused about so many things.
对婚姻方面的人的人性的性别的方面，很多不同东西都觉得很混乱。
It's because they've lost sight of the sufficiency of Scripture.
因为我们的对神话语的足够性呢，缺乏一个正确的认识。
So what is a wise person?
所以一个有智慧人是怎么样一位人？一个人呢
？A wise person is someone whose life makes sense in the light of reality.
一个智慧人就是他在现实生活里面，他所表达出来是我们觉得是正确的。
So let me give you one quick example.
我给大家一个。
Let's talk about self-denial. Self-denial.
好像我们自佛的否定。
Denying yourself for something.
你自己为着某些事情，所以你否定自己。
Self-denial will look foolish.
假如你否定自己，在某些情况，人家会觉得很愚笨。
And laying up treasures on the earth will look wise.
在世上的堆置你的金钱，你看来好像很有智慧。
Only if you are in the dark about the reality of heaven.
当这样的看法，为什么呢？因着你对将来天堂的荣耀，你缺乏认识。
And the reality of the spiritual danger of riches.
并且你也对于那个有钱财的时候，他对你灵命坏的影响没有认识。
And the reality of the rewards of a sacrificial lifestyle.
你也没有对那一个牺牲性的生活能够得到的赏赐，你缺乏认识。
But when you live in the light of the reality of heaven.
但假如你生活在天堂那个真实的那种的观念底下。
And the reality of the danger and really futility of riches.
并且你真的看到呢有钱它不能够给你完全依靠的那种看法。
And the reality of the rewards for a sacrificial lifestyle that are laid up for us in heaven.
并且你认识到一个牺牲性为神的牺牲性的生活，将来在天上面他为我们预备的赏赐的时候。
Then it is the path of wisdom to take up your cross and deny yourself and follow Christ even to death.
然后你就会看到呢，你能够父亲的十字架来跟随耶稣基督那种的智慧，甚至这到死的地步。
And where is the light of reality shining?
那并且这个的生命的正确性，它的活泼，它的光照在哪里呢？
Verse 9 says the judgments of the Lord are true.
第九节讲到神的神的审判是正确的。
In a world of lies, Scripture is true.
在整个这个充满谎言的世界里面，神的话语是正确的。
And all day long, unreality is being preached to us through television, through music, through what we read, and so on.
在每天里面，无论是电视，无论是报章、广告各方面，都向我们呢传扬另外一种的正确。
God is the essential reality.
但是神应该是那个真实的中心。
Everything disconnected from God is unreal in the way it was meant to function.
每一样东西跟神脱离关系的都是假的，不是不可靠的。
Well, how do we escape all of this deception and unreality in the world?
那我们怎么逃避这个世界所传扬给我们那种不正确的事情呢？
The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
那这里圣经说耶和华的典章正确，全然公义呢。
And then there's the benefit of joy.
最后呢，讲到呢，神的话语所带来给我们的喜乐。
Verse 8, giving joy to the heart.
第八节讲到呢，能快活人心。
And then in verse 10, it says, these things are sweeter than honey.
第十节讲到呢，它比蜜更甘甜。
And all that means is that the Word of God has an effect on our lives that compares to eating the most enjoyable thing we can think of.
换句话说呢，神的话语呢，比我们吃呢世界上我们觉得最美好的东西的更甘甜更好吃。
What's the most enjoyable food you could ever eat?
你最喜欢吃的什么东西呢
？If calories didn't matter, what's the most enjoyable thing you would enjoy?
假如不需要计算呢它的能量的话，那你最喜欢吃什么？
Just imagine that for a moment.
你可以想象那一个时刻。
And how it makes you feel.
当你吃那种东西，你所感受的。
The Bible can do the same thing in our lives.
你可以说呢，那圣经能够同样呢，为你带来那种的喜悦。
And that's important because the Christian life is not an unbroken chain of good days.
所以基督徒的生命不是不。连续不断的美好的每一天的天每一天。
Somebody once said that every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before.
有人说呢，每一天跟耶稣在一起的比前一天更加甘甜。
And everybody loved that statement.
大家都很喜欢这种讲话。
And the only problem with it is that it's not true.
唯一的问题是这句话是错的。
Some days with Jesus were so sad that we feel like our heart is just going to rip open.
因为有些日子我们跟耶稣在一起，你觉得很忧伤，你好像的心灵破碎。
Some days with Jesus were in so much pain we think that Jesus has even forgotten us.
有些日子好跟耶稣在一起，你好像觉得耶稣好像忘记你了。
And what brings joy in the midst of that difficulty and that pain is the Word of God.
那在这些的痛苦、在这些的破碎的日子里面，什么能够为你带来喜乐？就是神的话语。
And this is all through Scripture.
因为这个就是圣经里面的告诉我们的。
Jeremiah says to God in Jeremiah 15, "When your words came, I ate them." They were my joy and my heart's delight.
耶利米在耶利米书十五章里面，当你的话语来到的时候，我就把它吃下去，它在我里面带来甘甜。
Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet.
那个耶利米是我们称他为哀哭的先知。
God commissioned Jeremiah, but then he said, they're not going to listen to you.
耶和华差派耶利米，但是跟他先讲好啊，他们不会听你的。
And the whole nation is going to come against you.
并且整个国家都会来与你对立的。
And nobody listened to him.
没有人听他所讲的话。
And they threw him in a pit filled with mud just to shut him up.
他们把他关在一个的充满污泥的一个地洞里面。
And Jeremiah says that it was the word of God coming to him in those horrible circumstances that were joy to his heart.
耶利米说，在这样的情况底下，就是神的话语临到他，他吃下去，让他里面感受到甘甜。
This is not happiness we're talking about.
我们在这里不是讲到高兴快乐。
He was not happy to be in a pit filled with mud.
当然他不喜欢在那个充满污泥的一个地洞里面。
What David is talking about is a deep-seated, unassailable, untouchable joy.
大卫在这里诗篇讲的那种的喜乐是在心底里面那种的感受。
No matter what's happening around you.
无论周围的环境怎么样。
Joy comes to those who meditate on the scriptures day and night.
神的喜乐能够临到那些每天都默想神话语的人。
My dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
May God increase your confidence that this book is sufficient.
我愿神增加你对圣经的看法，知道这个圣经是足够的。
And may that confidence persuade you that in meditation on it, there is great.
并且这种信对圣经的信心，能够让你的能够进一步去每天都默想他的话语。
God bless you, my dear brothers and sisters.
神祝福你们。